Start our next and last session before the panel discussion. Last year we heard about the IDEALX management console plans. This year it's much more real and...
Thank you.
David Barth will tell us about what has happened since last year in the IDEALX management console area.
Okay, thank you. Is it working? Yeah? Okay. So, I'm David Barth. I choose my family name so that it sounds like a German name in order to be able to assist to Samba XPay conferences. So I'm here today to speak about the IDEALX Management Console project that we announced effectively last year with Richard, in Richard talk. What I will tell you about in this presentation is first what motivated us to develop this new thing, this new will of us, what it brings for system administrators first, because they were our first customers in the sense that we had a lot of demand for a simple web-based configuration system. And I know also that there are a lot of developers right here, so I will try to show you what it can bring to your screen. The advantages of using the IMC framework for developing a console, and in particular I will talk about the Samba console and the SMB LDAP tools that we are now trying to merge together, and I will conclude with a roadmap and a target architecture for our merged console and SMB LDAP tools. That's it. First, the motivations. We had a lot of customers. I'm working for an IT company, and we have done a lot of migration projects with Samba and other open source components. And all our customers were saying, okay, the open source, it rocks, but how can I really manage it? How can I manage my system if I don't have also a Linux workstation? I cannot use graphical tools that are only Linux-based. And do you have something like the MMC? And of course, we had no answer at that time. So first, we developed some WebMin modules, mostly for DNS and DHCP with a customer. I heard also that IBM did the same this morning for some of their projects. So we went the same road. At some time, we were not able to do what we wanted really with WebMin, mostly because it's Perl 4 based, and if you develop in Perl and also want to do object-oriented development, Perl 4 is not enough. You have to use Perl 5, and it was quite difficult with the existing WebMin system. So enters IMC, our management console framework, where we try to provide a web-based system with a set of predefined, mostly ergonomic widgets. We had some investment in WebMin that we wanted to preserve. So the first thing we developed was a WebMin wrapper in order to reuse existing WebMin modules in this new system. And then, we started doing what we wanted to with the components, the object-oriented stuff, and we settled also to stay with Perl. We had the temptation to go with Java, but in the end we thought it was not easy for system administrators that were mostly the people that were managing Samba system at the moment to program also in Java, and it was much more easier for them to go on with Perl. So how is it built? Well, we'll go in the details after that, but mainly there are three parts. The first one is the framework. So you can just imagine it's like Webmin. Webmin, when you install Webmin, you have a framework and a lot of modules. So we have this equivalent framework. Then we have started developing a set of generic components that help people build consoles really quickly. And for example, we are trying to make a demo for next week with another project, Bakula. And the challenge for the guys trying to develop the new console is to do it in less than a week. So we'll see if our generic components are really generic and reusable. And on top of these two layers, we have developed first the Samba console. In fact, we started all this mess only to have a nice Samba interface. And then we thought it was also interesting to develop something for Negios. We talked about Zabbix also, but at that time Negios was a good solution for us. And we are now developing a lot of other consoles. So what are the available consoles right now? So the Bakula console is will be ready next week, mostly. First, Samba console, I will go in more details in a few minutes. The Negios console, we have two versions. The first initial version that you can already find on the SourceForge site that does a lot of pretty and word thing with the Java applets, and a more simple reloaded version that we think will be easier for Negios developer to work on. We have also a new Securemix console for PostFix, Spam Assassin, Clam, AV, who is in the cleaning process. This Bakula console, we also have a console for our EDX PKI product, the Webmin console. We have an X509 authentication plugin. So if you are interested in this feature, don't hesitate to mail Gerald to have its developed version. And we hope you'll be interested in this project and we'll try to develop your own version of the console. The own version of the console can be just a personalized view of existing system. That is, like the MMC, we've tried to build a system where you can just modify a few lines of definitions to enable or disable or hide some menus and some commands in the console in order to have a simplified version for some non-technical people or the full, the whole stuff for the experts. So what does it look like? This is the initial Negios console system where you can see a network map, other fancy graphics about systems. Here you can see also the Webmin wrapper with the PostFix Webmin module shown in this console, and a first version of our Samba configuration wizard. This one is not working yet. We have another version in the works. I was talking about generic modules, and this is what you can have by just filling a configuration file to just assemble various components, and you can build such console in about days. Well, now for the developers among you, how is it built? First, we made some choices about the design of IMC. We wanted to have a system extensible like the MMC, so we choose a model that was proven for making extensible system, a plugin system that was already proven. So we chose the Eclipse model, and thanks to the Eclipse community for this framework. You have the same configuration and building blocks mechanism than in Eclipse, but in regular Perl, so it takes a few screens less of code to do the same thing. We also wanted some widgets, some reusable GUI components, so we put templating template toolkit in the landscape to have these widgets. We made it this webmin wrapper, sorry, and we stayed with the Perl language, even if we add a lot of G2EEism in the system. And we've also made sure that it's not a hell to deploy, because Perl might be a little daunting when you see all the dependencies. So if you install IMC, you will see that we bundle all Perl dependencies in the tarball. So you just need to reconfigure the system. It rebuilds all Perl dependencies, and you have one nice package to install. Because it's made of all these parts, actually. First, we are based on a Perl 5 VM, so it's supposed to work on all Unix systems, not on Win32 right now, because we have hard-coded some slash paths. So don't try, please. We have a set of generic CPAN modules that we've chosen, log4p, PAR, template toolkit, etc. We have also a set of new non-IMC specific modules like the plugin extension system, PXP, that we have posted on the CPAN already. Some struts-like API for Perl, some web GUI code web faces. So this is pretty generic, and you can use it outside IMC if you want. Then we provide some core facilities like a standalone embedded web server, a system of pipeline to easily add a task and handling module on the request pipeline. And then you are, on top of that sits the webmin wrapper, where a regular webmin module can then execute. Or if you choose the more component-based OO stuff in IMC, you will reuse these modules, and then you will be able also to build your IMC console for application A or B on a set of generic components. So, for example, the user manager is a component that deals with user and group accounts in an LDAP system. You have the service manager 2, why 2? Because we do a first version, it's a mess, so we do a second one, and it's a good one. So you have a lot of 2 in IMC. Service Manager 2 is just here to provide components to monitor service status, to provide the fancy graphics that you've seen. We have a log viewer component also, and you'll see how it fits together in a few minutes. The core components provide all what you can find in a traditional application container, web application container, that is session handling, authentication. We have an embedded user role API so that regular webmin module can take advantage of it. Define a user in your directory, you associate it with groups, and automatically you can check if the user has access to this screen or this function, and so on. So I've talked about User Manager 2 and Service Manager 2. The generic modules and the PageSpace system. So if you're familiar with Eclipse, you will feel right at home. There is a distinction between an extension point. It's mainly the point where you want to add more modules for a feature. For example, there is an extension point called the main menu, and plugins provide new menu entry to this extension point. Extension is the piece of code or class or even just row configuration that is that registers to the extension point to extend the system. And a plugin in the Eclipse sense is the container grouping extension points and extensions in an easily deployable package. The really important point to note is that this framework does not impose any class hierarchy. You are not obliged to derive your object from any IMC-based class. So you do in the MVC pattern, your model is completely independent of the whole framework. So it looks like that the regular Eclipse notation syntax. Here you see an extension point declaring a pipeline. And then you have the session loader, for example, that makes sure that a user connecting to the system has its session loaded into the container. Struts for P, I don't have a clock. Can you tell me if I must accelerate? Okay, I will accelerate. Struts for P is our version of the Struts API for this small Perl container. The basic point is that people who know Struts will be able to do exactly the same thing, but once again with a few lines of code, with less lines of code, because we are in Perl. So here you have the standard Struts system and a request for a test action invokes a test method and displays web pages for the answer. Web faces is the widget part to dress the console with a specific style and bring menus and such widgets in the landscape. So, for example, you see here what Web Faces does with a standard module. If you remember the WebMin wrapper, the WebMin screen would be here, and Web Faces and the rest of the extensions make sure that automatically you have this task widget, login widget, menu, tree widget that are brought automatically. So all this stuff to do and to develop a Samba console. So that's what we've done for the last 6 or 8 months. Our initial goal was to just replace User Manager because we had a customer that couldn't use it in particular because the privilege API was not supported at that time on Samba. So we said we'll do it on the web part, and we make sure also that it's protected with ACLs in OpenLDAP. So we developed this account management that can deal with user groups and, of course, computers accounts. They're just regular LDAP objects. We also added some stuff from the SMB LDAP tools to make sure that OMS profiles and other custom actions could be executed at account creation or deletion. We brought support for admin roles without the privilege implementation in Samba at that time. So to take advantage of this role system, you also have to have a rather complicated set of equals in the slabt.conf file. We also we have also the service management part and log browsing part. This version requires a recent version of IMC, the base framework, so 1.2, and usually the patch level 50 will do with recent Samba console versions. So how does it look like? You have this interface to deal with user account creation. It is designed to work with an OpenLDAP 2.2 version. That is, we use the paging feature. So each every screen dealing with accounts as a paginator. You can have multiple pages of results in order to not display 40K accounts on just one page. And you can do all the common action, add, remove, search, etc. On the left, you can also see that we have the other service management option. So this is how it looks. It queries the systems, and you can just start, stop the services. It works either locally or over SSH. That is, you can control your master LDAP server or your slave instances or your backup Samba controller from this interface. This is the log viewer part. So we also can either browse local log files or also remote log files with just an SSH call for now. Of course, once we are more at ease with LibNet, we will try also to access the event log through RPCs. But this is a quick and dirty solution to have this management interface right now. So what I've shown you, you can already have it. Just go to the IMC SourceForge site. You can download the packages. There are some pre-built packages for Red Hat and SUSE distributions. Not perhaps for the latest version, but just drop me a mail and I'll try to make you a binary package ASAP. What we are adding, and that you can already find it on the GNU Arch repository, because did I mention we use GNU Arch distributed versioning system, so try it, it's good. So we are adding the provisioning spool interface. That is, when you create an account, you can notify an external agent to do other things. This part reuses some existing logic that we already have in the account factory component. So it adds a task to a spool to send an event to the daemon. At the moment, we are using a simple LDIF to do the notification, but we'll probably move to SPML, provisioning XML-based system in the future. But already you have that interface in patch 35. And in fact, we are thinking about merging this part in the next version of the SMB LDAP tools. For you Perl die-hard coders, this is how it looks. We have each task first queries a store to get access to the main information. And then you can customize the behavior of your task. So, for example, we have a set default DN function that tries to guess the naming convention to apply to your directory entry accounts. And you can also, of course, put your own naming convention in this specific task. Yeah, there is another screen where you can see how we build up the account factory for Samba account, for example. So it's an addition of three base classes. And you have all the individual tasks listed there. And the last one is the spool job to notify external systems. What you can see at that time is that we do not do a lot when accounts are deleted. For example, we do not deprovision the home directory automatically because it's mainly a local policy decision. But we do the group cleaning stuff. We are also adding a resource, a system for managing resource servers, that is to add, remove shares. We are actually showing ACLs. We are not yet modifying them. We do monitoring of SMB services. For example, we don't have any idea what to do for printing support. We do not have a lot of demand. So if you have a request for a specific feature for managing printers on a web interface, raise your hand, tell me. What we've done first to have also this version really right now is a quick and dirty wrapper around the net binary. But we are now trying to go with the libnet Samba 4 version and trying to bring back either code or IDL interfaces for the missing RPCs we need. So if you are interested, and I'm sure Grégory will contact you on the Samba technical list. He started just 2 weeks ago, so he's pretty quick at doing this job. We are trying to help on the libnet front. We also have, and we talked about it with John Terpstra, an installation wizard. So this one is not yet in the Arch repository. I have two interns working on it, and the wizard should be okay in about 3 or 4 weeks because they have a deadline for the school. What it does is, two basic configuration, PDC or member server. It generates the smb.conf, and I had not noticed the new setup provisioning script, so probably we'll try to use it and perhaps also improve it if it fits with this project. Well, how does it look? So we display the shares. 5 minutes now, or yeah, okay. Display the shares. We already display something with printers, but again, your IDs are welcome. This is the interface to just add the share, and this is the pop-up screen to display the equals for the new share. The wizard feature should look like that, but it's not finished. In fact, they've made sure that we can reuse it to make a lot of other wizards for example, the other configuration. So this is it. Roadmap. For the IMC framework, I presented this talk at FOSDEM 2005. We've done some work that was planned. The X certificates connector is done. Pearl tenting, anyone wants to help? We also have a multiple connector because some people ask us to provide an Apache deployment of IMC, so we have a connector to accept requests from an Apache server. We are definitely moving in the IOC code injection pattern way. So the current configuration will be improved really quickly so that developers can tweak components, then system administrators will be able to use the same syntax to have an overlay over the existing deployment descriptors and have also a simplified configuration file. For the moment, it's an XML file. You have a lot of commands inside this file to help you set up this thing. For the Samba console, we've been asked to provide multi-domain support. So this is the next thing on our work list. And also the LibNet wrapper. Negios and Bacula console, we are working on this console. Next, a small update for the SMB LDAP tools, Jérôme Tournier development. What we want to add, because there have been a lot of patches to add the specific attributes, to provision radius accounts and so on. So we want to bring this plugin system inside the SMB LDAP tools. The drawback is that it will probably be slower to start, so we'll move to a daemon system with the asynchronous spooling system. The basic set of tasks already present in the SMB LDAP tools library will be moved to the new pipeline logic. Of course, we'll stay with the command line interface in part because it's used by admin users, but also because it's the command interface used for Samba 3 to connect the directory and the domain controller. So this is probably how the next version of the SMB LDAP tools will look. Still this command line interface, but the new pipeline system with the individual task, the notification spooling system, and this provisioning daemon. This is a tentative, it's a proposal. The main point is to see if you guys agree with this way of doing things. In particular, this is done for Samba 3, but the SMB LDAP tools will probably disappear with the Samba 4 version because Samba 4 is able to interact directly with the directory. But at the same time, we think that moving the pipeline and provisioning stuff in a library will make it useful either for Samba 4. So I'm finished and on time? Yeah? Okay. So if you're a Samba fan, if you like Webmin, if you love Perl, connect to IMC SourceForge site, you can talk with us on the LST IMC list. We use GNU Arch TLA, so it's pretty easy for you to make your own branch, make your own developments, and do a merge two or three weeks after we have experienced we have a really good experience with GNU Arch for distributed development. So perhaps it's an idea to give to Linus. Okay, if you have questions. No questions? Are there many people that have already tested IMC in the room, or nobody, so I will hide? No, nobody, okay. Well, thank you for your attention.
Thanks a lot. Since I like personally Eclipse-like plugin frameworks, I bring you this.
Okay.
And there are still 9 of them left. Our last talk will be from Jeremy Allison about SIFS on the desktop. I really wonder what your vision is there. So.